Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Barely feels like the weekend. Really, it doesn't. There's something weird about this week with the Blues starting late. The best way I can put it, it feels like I've been in rain delay mode. So when it's time for you to come up to the plate, you feel a little rusty. But we only got an hour until the end of the show for the week. We're off for a few days. I don't exactly know what I'll be doing this weekend, but yeah, I'll leave it open. I'll let the kid pick. We'll go out and do something fun. It's always like...
Depend on KMOX.
Something else extra in there, I guess. But there's always a little bit of guessing game for the weekend. So hopefully you have a great one lined up. And let's say it's the weekend. Let's say you're sitting back relaxing and you want to listen to the show, but we're not on. You can go download the podcast at KMOX.com/overnight. KMOX.com/overnight. Or get it on your favorite podcast app. You can follow me on Twitter at Ryan Recker. You know, earlier tonight, actually probably about an hour ago, it was the end of the Blues game. They're beating the Kings, and they ended up winning. Great performance from the Blues, but the Kings aren't all that exciting to begin with. You know what? John Hamm walks into the broadcast booth and starts playing around. I have a clip from John Hamm, which we'll do here, maybe in a second. I want to take some of your calls because I do like to reserve the last hour of the show or the last couple hours of the show when we get to Friday for you. So whatever you want to get off your chest, 314-436-7900. You can call or text that line or 800-925-1120. Like one person called Charles called in and said, Jim White would hang up on you in a New York minute if he was losing the argument. No, I think it was because he just had a high demand of calls. From the books I've read and the stories I've heard, there would be nights he'd get 3,000 phone calls. 3,000 phone calls. They had an odometer or something hooked up to the phone line. And every time they couldn't answer the phone, the odometer would click up one. I'm sure it wasn't 3,000 people, but it was, you know, some people trying to call over and over again. It's just he had no time for them. Greg calling in from St. Louis. Hey, Greg, what's going on?
Good morning, Mr. Recker.
Late one.
It's a late one, and that cat story, my goodness. That is truly the cat's meow.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that story, but I'm sure it's true.
I don't know if it was true. It sounded a little staged to me, but it very well could have been true.
Well, the thing is look at it this way. You only have to deal with us.
That's true. Oh, he had a wide diversity of callers, so I'm sure that was totally possible that someone would call in and say that happened. Who put shrimp outdoors to... Yeah, that's weird to begin with, right?
That would be weird to even serve it after the... I don't get it, but I'm sure it's true because it's so crazy.
Yeah.
I do have a question for you because you were talking about the time delay and everything.
Yeah.
Did you or did you not go to the dentist on Wednesday?
Oh, I did. Yeah, I went to the dentist.
Do you know that was National Dentist Day?
No kidding. Is that right?
I do believe so, but then again, these late nights, I never know, but I do believe it was National Dentist Day.
Yeah, yesterday, they were giving me all kinds of attention, but I have some tremendous teeth. I might as well start sending my teeth shots, instead of head shots, my teeth shots to Hollywood, because they should use me in, like, Crest commercials. That's how nice my teeth are. Maybe
yeah,
not.
Your bright smile.
Maybe not. Yeah, bright smile.
Cheery disposition at this late hour.
All right, Greg. Hey, good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in.
Take care.
The cat pun right off the bat. Yikes. Bob calling in. Hey, Bob, what's going on?
Hey, Ryan, I'm the guy who called you and told you that Jim White's picture was hanging at Concord Grill.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I had to go check it out and see it for myself. That's wonderful.
There used to be a place off of Page Avenue, and it was a hot dog place, and it was called Wolfie's.
Okay.
And they had all kind of celebrities' pictures in there eating. And,
Wolfies.
You know, thanks to, yeah, Wolfie's. And it said, thanks to you, you know, and they had like an 8x10 picture of the people eating there at Wolfie's.
Let me look it
all
up.
Kind of, yeah, all kind of celebrities.
I understand it may still be there. Is that in Overland?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I'm just doing a quick search. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was off a page there at Overland.
Okay. Yeah, they have a Facebook account, and I'm going through it, and it looks like it's active, so I'm going to have to check it out. Yeah, they're on Woodson Road. I wonder if that's close. Yeah, it's right next to Page, so it's right off of Page.
And there's a donut place on Lee Mayfrey Road in South County, and it's called the Donut Stop.
Yeah.
And they got a couple 8x10 pictures in there of news celebrities and radio celebrities in there.
Oh, cool.
That have eaten donuts in there.
Okay, I'll have to check it out. So, Bob, you gave me some great recommendations. Thanks for the tips.
All right, Rod.
Have a great night. Bye.
Bye. You too.
And from Illinois, is this Tyrone?
This is Tyrone here.
How are you?
Well, I haven't talked to you in a while. I don't know if you remember me.
Not exactly. I'll remember when you tell me a story, though.
Well, I have, you know, I'm not going to be long here. I can make this quick. I have two classic Jim White calls that I never forgot.
Great.
But he always used to advertise for a place in Alton, Illinois, called Fast Eddie's.
Okay. Yeah, they're still around.
They're still around, huh?
Oh, yeah. I hear them advertising on the station still.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, the one call that he got that I remember was, it was one of the Jim White classics, was this woman that wanted to make a turkey using a brown bag and popcorn.
Wait, what? popcorn.
You remember that one?
No. What, would she stuff it with popcorn?
Well, yes. I guess you would stuff it with popcorn and you used a brown bag and I don't know. I guess somehow this woman did it wrong. And the oven, by the time the turkey was just about done cooking, the oven door blew off the oven. It just blew off the hinges and everything, you know. And
I kind of remember that story now. Did you tell that story before? Wait, I think you did tell that story. And something about Jim White felt so bad, didn't he buy her a new oven or something?
Well, something like that. I mean, yeah. I guess there is a way to use popcorn in a brown bag to make a turkey. I've never tried it. I don't know if you've ever tried it.
It doesn't make any sense. I don't even know how that would work. Why would anyone do that? Brown bag.
Okay. And then the other subject, classic show of his that I'll never forget, was the subject was, do you consider your job to be a profession, you know, and why? Mm-hmm. Do you consider it to be a profession? And this guy calls up, and he says he's a taxi driver, you know, and he says that's a profession to be a taxi driver. And Jim White took issue with him, and he's arguing with him, and he says, oh, let's say his name is Bob. And Jim White says, Bob, how much of a profession does it have to be to get from point A to point B, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's arguing with the taxi driver about it, and Jim White says to him, if I'm in bed in the middle of the night, Bob, he says, and I'm in the dark and I have to get up to go use the restroom in the dark in the middle of the night to get from point A to point B, he says, is that a profession?
Oh,
and this smart alecky Bob says to him, he says, well, for you, it probably is, you know. And Jim White says to him, he says, oh, hearty, har, har. That's a real good one, Bob. You ought to work that into an act on the stage, you know.
Some memories. How often would calls like that come through? Was it frequently?
Oh, it was, you know, I listened to him from when him and his wife first came to St. Louis.
Yeah.
In 1969 with only $30 in his pocket. Until the day he retired. So there were a lot of calls like that.
Yeah. All right, Tyrone. I'm glad you shared those. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, you too.
Bye. You know, with the Blues game tonight, they're over on the West Coast. We have a short show. one of the surprises was John Hamm, the famous actor, of course, has great fondness for St. Louis. He loves the Blues. He was in the broadcast booth. They asked him to call maybe about 60 seconds of the game. He didn't want to, but they kind of forced him to do it. I want to play that back for you if you missed it. It's pretty funny. We'll get to that next. And, of course, we'll keep the phone lines open at 314-436-7900. You can call or text that line on KMOX. Getting close to the weekend. I'm a little antsy for it. I feel pretty good about it all. Don't exactly know how I'm going to spend it. You know what today was? It was National Cereal Day, and people online were giving their power rankings for cereal. Power rankings meaning here's their top cereals. Number one, most people agreed, was Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I don't know. It's good. It's not my favorite. Apple Jacks, Frosted Flakes, Trix, and Lucky Charms. Captain Crunch didn't even make the top five. For me, the best cereal, the very best cereal, is Cracklin' Oat Bran. I love it. Love it. Not that I need the fiber in my diet, but man, I can't get enough of it. What's better than Cinnamon Toast Crunch? It's National Cereal Day. I guess we can have some fun. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. What's the number one cereal on National Cereal Day? Twitter. They already all agreed. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, hands down. I don't know if I accept that. Lou's calling in from Baldwin, and you're calling in about that story from Jim White. Is that right, Lou?
Yeah, that's correct.
Right. So what did what'd you think of it?
I don't know which came first, the chicken or the egg. That story, that entire plot is from an early Tom Selleck movie called Her Alibi.
Really? What happens in the movie?
He's a writer. He falls for some young lady who's escaping the KGB or some group like that. And he falls for her. They end up he ends up cooking a meal for he and his friends.
Yeah.
And he goes in the kitchen, and he had given this goulash or stew or the meal she cooked to the cat. And there's a bowl of her stuff on the floor, and the cat's laying dead on the floor. And everybody, you know, he runs in, tells everybody that he thinks she's a murderer, and they're all going to die. So they all rush to the hospital, get their stomach pumped.
Oh, no.
They all come back. A neighbor shows up. The neighbor says, "Hey, did you find the cat? I'm sorry. I don't remember the exact words. You know, I was backing out, or I ran over your cat.
Oh, wow.
I laid it on the floor in the kitchen."
Oh, no. So that was all from that movie?
That's in the movie, yeah. The movie's called Her Alibi.
Okay, I just looked it up. It's from 1989. All right, so the audio I grabbed that from was a compilation of some Jim White segments. Right. During the break, I'm going to go run into the other room, and I'm going to see if there's a date on that call. I want to know if whoever wrote the movie, Her Alibi, stole that from Jim White, or if that was a staged call, and that would break my heart if that's true, where they grabbed it. How in the world could they get away with pulling? The show was so big, Jim White's radio program. How in the world can they get away with taking a plot line from a Tom Selleck major motion picture and get away with it? That doesn't make sense to me.
As I said, I don't know which came first, the chicken or the egg. I'm old enough that I listened to Jim White all those years, thoroughly enjoyed him. And,
okay.
But I just wanted to pass that on. Like when you were playing the call, I thought to myself, holy cow.
That's just like that movie. I can't believe anyone saw that movie. Like, I'm looking online, and it's out of 10 stars, it's rated a 5.7. So it wasn't a very well-received movie.
No, it was one of his early movies.
Yeah. Well, 89, I mean, Magnum P.I. would have been well out until at that point. So he was a well-known person. And it's even after Three Men and a Baby. So he was he was pretty popular at that point. I'm going to check it out, Lou. Hey, thank you for that tip.
It's all right. Take care.
Bye. Oh, man. That would break my heart. But I don't know. Could you get away with taking a plot line from a major motion picture, airing it as if it happened here in the region, and then playing it like it happened to you and no one would figure it out? Would it take 30, 40 years later, would it take that long? 30 years? Well, yeah, 30 years later for someone to connect the dots to a Tom Selleck movie? That can't be. Mike calling in from St. Louis. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
How you doing? Okay. But anyway, you talk about Jim White.
Yeah.
It reminded me of an old thing, old memory that happened at Lewis and Clark in a theater near the bowling alley. Mm-hmm. There was this guy, he rode a live horse right up there, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm talking about just a regular citizen. Now, I don't know if that was legal, but he had that horse all the time right up there.
Huh.
Have you experienced something like that?
I think you've called in and said this. Wasn't it related to a movie?
No, this is not a movie. This is a gentleman that rode a real live horse.
Wait, do you say Jim White rode a horse? Is that what you're saying?
No, not Jim White, no. It reminded me of an old-time memory. When I was young, they had this Lewis and Clark theater, mm-hmm. the bowling alley, and Top to Tower restaurant, and this older guy would ride this big horse. And, yeah, I wouldn't want to get stepped by him, but that's what he rode all the time. Right up there by the theater, the bowling alley, and Top to Tower. And the question I was going to ask, is that legal today for a citizen just to ride their horse anywhere? But he got away with it then.
I don't know where you would be legally allowed to just casually take your horse. I'm sure there's places you could, but not, no. I mean, unless you're a police officer. Other than that, where would you even be able to take a horse? Did he just tie this outside of the theater? Was there like
He just rode it right outside. Like if you come out of the theater, you see this older guy on the big horse, and a horse real big, and he just rode it everywhere around and right near the Lewis and Clark and the bowling alley and the Top to Tower restaurant. I thought it was kind of cool, but it was the Lewis and Clark.
Yeah, you remember.
And that was it. Yeah, the Top of the Tower restaurant. If any people live in that area, they're host for a chamber. But I thought it was cool. I don't see that today. That's why I asked if it would be legal today or would people prefer to be legal.
I mean, you had the stories of the horse-drawn carriages through downtown. I don't know if you need special permits for that. I don't know. I don't know if you can just hop on a horse and go anywhere you want. It might require some special work permits for that. All right, Mike.
I'm not sure. He might have went to Clayton one time, but I'm not sure because I was kind of younger then.
Yeah, those memories, I tell you. Hey, good to hear from you. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Wow, so he remembers the horses coming around. Greg texting in, March 6th is National Dentist Day. So I actually went to the dentist on National Dentist Day. They didn't mention it once to me. You know what? Come to think about it. I went to the dentist in the room that I was in where they were doing the inspection and they did some x-rays or whatever. They had this little x-ray machine on a arm that they would swing around and they would, do the different parts of the mouth. I looked on the wall. What looked like a diploma actually wasn't. It was a certificate and it wasn't a diploma. I wonder what that means. I'm sure it's nothing. But he did love my teeth. For someone that hasn't been to the dentist since 2012, he was going in there thinking, oh, I'm going to take this guy and his insurance all the way to the bank. I'm going to be able to pay off my summer home. Man, he hasn't been to the dentist in so long. And he gets in there and you can tell he was disappointed. Like, I can't believe it. It looks awesome in there. I don't have any cavities. Still no cavities. Isn't that crazy? Coming up, I wanted to play, and I'm going to play this. I'm going to play the audio from the Blues game. They're over on the West Coast taking on the Kings. They beat them. Great win for the Blues. Two back-to-back games on the road. One against Anaheim yesterday and then just now with the Kings. And who walks into the booth? Actor John Hamm. Madman. One of the great television actors, and he's been done a lot of motion pictures as well. Loves St. Louis, always talks great about St. Louis. He's got the Blues scarf on, and he comes in and just hangs out in the broadcast booth. We had him on. I'm going to play a clip for you when they pressured him into doing a little bit of play-by-play. He did not want to do it. When I listened back to this audio, I kind of felt bad for him because he really didn't want to do it. I want to play this for you. It was so cool. We got a half hour until we say goodbye for the week. Go ahead and join us on air. But online too at KMOX.com/overnight. All right, so you're not going to believe this. I found the reel to reel where I got that call from the woman who said she had to get her stomach pumped because the neighbor frantically gives her a call and says, oh, I gave you some bad shrimp. You better get your stomach pumped right away. So I just played that call a half hour ago on the show. A little over that, right at the end of the last hour. And if you missed it, you can get it by going to KMOX.com/overnight. And we just got a call that said, wow, that was in the movie Her Alibi. Yeah, the cat and the shrimp and the getting sick and all of these things. He said that's exactly what happened. And I kind of wondered if the call was staged or not, but how in the world would you be able to get away with taking a plot line from a major motion picture starring Tom Selleck in 1989? You couldn't get away with that. So I went to run and grab the reel-to-reel that had the rundown of the different clips that were on there. And how about this? I'm going down. I'm looking for the call. It says, stomach pumped. 1970. 19 years before her alibi came out. They definitely stole that from Jim White. They had to have stole that from Jim White. Unless that's a common, like, wives' tale that's, you know, they could be rehashed from somewhere else. I got to find out. This writer's name, Charlie Peters, apparently he's still alive. I can't... Producer Ben, see if you can find contact info for this Charlie Peters writer of the movie, Her Alibi. It was a PG movie. We got to ask him. We have to. Was he listening to KMOX? Was he a fan of Jim White? Did he remember that call and then put it in his movie and doesn't even give Jim White credit for it? Oh, wouldn't that be a story and a half? Wow. I got to tell you, I'm so glad. I'm so glad you called and informed us of what was going down there. Who was the person that called there right before? Was that Lou? I think it was Lou. Oh, there's got to be a great backstory to that, and I want to know what it is. So that aside, I wanted to play for you what happened at the end of the Blues-Kings game. If you weren't listening to it here on KMOX, you missed out because John Hamm, the famous Hollywood actor, walked into the booth. And let me tell you what happened. I just happened to be in the studio when it happened. We were watching the Blues on Fox Sports Midwest. And in the television booth, John Hamm's doing a little interview. And you see him and he's wearing the Blues scarf and everything. And he's there. You know, he says he lives, of course, in Los Angeles. And he doesn't make it back to St. Louis as much as he would like. So whenever the Blues are on the West Coast, he always makes it a point to see the Blues that night. And he just so happened to go up and say hi to the broadcast booth. So they go to commercial break. We go to commercial break for the broadcast, and we're listening in queue, and you have Joey Vitale singing Intergalactic, the Beastie Boys song. And then he goes, Intergalactic, oh, it's John Hamm. We hear this off the air. He saw it, and he was startled. Whoa, John Hamm. He goes, hi, I'm Joey Vitale. He stands up immediately and introduces himself. So, yeah, Curbs and Joey, they welcome him in, and they have this conversation about him being a Blues fan and everything. They talk about Top Gun because John Hamm's in Top Gun and what it's like to work with Tom Cruise and if there's going to be a volleyball scene, which was fun. It was fun to hear them talk about that. And then they kept trying to goad him in to doing some play-by-play. Yeah, they kept trying to get him into it. Now, At first, I thought it was kind of funny. When I listened back to it, I realized they put a lot of pressure on John Hamm, who really didn't want to do this. You could tell he's like, I don't want to do it. Come on, I don't want to do it. Come on, I don't want to do it. All right, fine, I'll do it. John Hamm is not a play-by-play broadcaster. I could tell why he was hesitant to want to do this. If you missed it from earlier, this is great.
What do we got? How much time we got left in this thing? 3 minutes?
We got 3 minutes, 42 seconds to go.
I think this one's in the bag. I'm going to call it.
You want to call it?
I'm
take
call
the mic.
Right
I'd love
now.
To have
no,
you
no,
do
I,
it.
No, I'm not calling the game. I'm saying that we're going to win.
Oh, yeah. You're going to say we're yeah. I still think you should try to call the game.
There is no way I'm going to
come
do
on,
that.
Let's
absolutely
do it. We'll
not.
Do 1 minute.
I tried to do highlights once for baseball, which moves well slowly,
give
slower
it 60
than hockey.
Seconds. Just make it up. Give it 60 seconds on
know,
the puck
I'm
drop.
I'm not that good on the numbers yet.
Is that Sunquist?
All right, so we're 30 seconds in, and you can tell he really doesn't want to do this.
Quit saying the face-off?
Yeah, that's Sunquist on the face-off. Just make up names. Yeah, it's radio. They don't know.
Is Schwartz on the Sunquist line, though?
Yeah, Schwartz is on the Sunquist line.
All right, we got Sunquist, Steen, and Schwartz out there.
See, you got
I don't
it.
Know anybody, I don't know anybody on the Kings.
Good. It doesn't matter this year anyway.
Anyway, this guy from the Kings, he's got it down deep. Wiped out by, let's call it, Gunnarsson. I'm not sure.
That's all right.
Oh, they're breaking up. Trangelo breaks up. They gain the blue line. Here we go. Trangelo carries over. Nothing much happens out of that. You guys, trust
hey, listen,
me. It's not radio.
Do you know how
I mean,
many
it
times?
It is radio, so you yeah. can't see it, but you didn't need much.
You know how many times we want to say just that? They bring it in and Well, nothing happened.
Nothing much comes out of that.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic.
Oh, isn't that funny? So that's John Hamm. You heard that on KMOX earlier in part of the Blues Radio Network. I thought that was hilarious. And, yeah, he's honest. He's like, nothing really happened there. Nothing to see. Nothing too exciting. Oh, you know what this weekend is? It's spring forward. You're going to lose an hour of sleep. Should we just stop with this nonsense, the spring forward falling back nonsense? Can we just stop it already? Would you sign a petition? Would you encourage your representatives to say, no more of these time-shifting things? I'm done. This spring forward falling back stuff, get out of here with that stuff. Are you ready to just call it a day on it and forget about it? 314-436-7900. Or 800-925-1120 on Overnight America KMOX. Overnight America continues for one last segment, and then we are in weekend mode. I have already started to undo the buttons on my shirt as I prepare for that sort of thing. Some politicians in Florida have introduced a bill that would make daylight saving time obsolete. Get rid of it altogether. I like the idea. I'm done. Not this up and down, forward and back stuff. I don't like it. 314-436-7900 if you think we should get rid of it. Or if you like it, maybe you can tell me why. I don't think I've ever met a person who actually likes it. Before we do that, let me get to Adam in St. Louis. Hey, Adam, what's going on?
Yeah, I don't know how far you're digging back into Jim White, but, you know, when he first came to town, he was on the morning program with the major anchor. And the two of them were just a vial of information. In fact, I think Jack Buck called them the babbling bookends.
Huh.
And so, and then also his wife, he and his wife Pat were quite the yachtsmen. And Pat, incidentally, was a gorgeous woman. I mean, she was a Miss America for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But he and the morning anchor, gosh, I wish I could think of his name, loved their boats. And they used to take the boat down the Mississippi and get out around Florida and back up, come back through the in through Canada there and down the Isles.
Really?
So he used to talk about. In fact, when he retired, he lived on his boat down I believe in Alabama.
I thought it was Florida. Was it Alabama?
It was somewhere. Right there at the mouth of the Mississippi, so I'm not sure where he finally anchored. But so I just thought I'd pitch that in and let you know about it.
Interesting. Well, he started in mornings. I know he wasn't doing nights his whole career. Whenever I read a bio of him, they'd always mention that for most of the years he was here, he was doing nights, but it wasn't all the years.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Of course, you know his famous statement, I guess it's, you can't fix stupid.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that people ripped off of Jim White. It sounds like I got to find out what happened with this movie. If the writer of this movie was influenced by Jim White or not, I need to find this out. It would be a great little bit of information to know.
I'll be listening when you come up with it.
Thanks, Adam. Good to hear from you.
Good.
Well, you know, a trio of Florida politicians introducing a bill to have the nation observe daylight saving time all year round, not just Florida, the whole nation. So it begins this Sunday and goes all the way through November 3rd. I don't like it. I mean, here's what happens when you have a kid. Before, it wasn't the biggest deal in the world. You lose an hour of sleep or you go to early an hour. When you're younger, it's great. You know, if you're someone that likes to go out, enjoy yourself, party or whatever it is. I remember when I was young, when you'd go out and that night, oh, wow, we get an extra hour to have some fun with our friends. Oh, so wonderful. And then you get a little bit older and you're like, okay, I'm not going out anyway. It's just, okay, I'll adjust my sleep schedule. You know, it's a good reminder to check the batteries inside your fire detectors or carbon monoxide detectors or whatever you got in the house. Okay, I can check that out. We'll see. And then when you have a kid, they don't follow the same schedule. They don't care. You either find they're sleeping, you know, a lot of, like, let's say spring forward, you know, he's still going to want to wake up early. It's just going to feel later for him. I can't keep him or force him in bed. He's going to get up and not realize. So basically, I'll be waking up early with him on Sunday morning. Thanks, daylight saving time. And back when you actually gain an hour of sleep, same deal. It throws their sleep schedule off. You can't win. This would be great. Maybe other people later on in life have a different perspective. At least I know from the point I'm at, when your kids are young, it is a pain. No, thank you. It was first enacted by the federal government as a way to save coal during World War I. The practice technically ended later that year, but many regions continue to follow it. And eventually the government put the measure back in place, 1966. So it, what a great fine American tradition, isn't it? It's put into action 1918, should have expired 1919, but instead, they liked it so much they just kept doing it and then eventually put back into place in 1966. We're just going to observe it the way we want. I know there's other places. Indiana split up. It's kind of weird. When I was living in Indiana, it was hard for me to understand why a portion of the state was in the central time zone when most of the state was in the eastern time zone. And then you have certain regions that don't observe it at all, and some just skip over it, and then you have to figure out what's going on there. And then you go across the world, and there's other time zones and people that don't observe it. We just need to get on board, figure this thing out, get done with it. All right. No one likes it. Does anyone like going around and flipping their little clocks around? Okay, I got to get the ladder, step ladder, a chair. Okay, I'll go grab the clock, and okay, I'll start winding it. How many do we have to do? About 8 more of these. Oh, great. Okay, because my wife's got about 8 different decorative clocks around. Ugh. And then you got to do it to all your digital devices. Oh, I got to do the microwave, and it's like 3 minutes of pushing down. Your finger gets tired holding the button down. Beep. And you just watch the number scroll through. Don't mess it up. Don't mess it up. Don't mess it up. And if you go over, you got to do it again. Ugh. Your finger's all sore by the time you push it down. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Why can't they just make it easy? Jason from St. Louis. Hey, Jason, what's going on?
I wish that they would go to daylight savings time and stay there.
Yeah, seriously.
In the morning when you get up 6:30, it's daylight. When you go to bed around, or you get off work around 6:30, it's still daylight. This BS of switching this stuff every...
I know, all the way around.
Yeah.
No one likes it. Everyone hates it.
Well, you move to Arizona, they have one standard time.
Yeah. That's what we should be doing. They're ahead of the curve on that one. Hey, thank you, Jason. Good to hear from you.
They've been ahead of that curve for years. Bye.
Have a great weekend. Let me get to Mary in O'Fallon. Hey, Mary, what's going on?
Yeah, there's something wrong with that one story because I was an 11-year-old when World War II started, not World War I.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when I remember they started because they thought the people in the world in the war plants would have an extra hour of golf time or garden time.
Huh. Well, it says 1966 is when the government put it back in. This is People magazine wrote something up. So you think even
for
earlier than that?
Because the war started in what?
Well, it was
41?
Over in the 50s, yeah. So this is well past. It'd be like a decade after the war ends. So
41 to 45, I think, was World War II.
Well, maybe a little bit later, because you go back to the 50s, a lot of the service members
started coming
back.
You can argue with me. I lived with it.
No,
thanks.
I'm saying, but the daylight savings time was then as well? They still observed it?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Okay. Well, part of the article, they even mentioned that sort of thing, is that some states just continued to observe it. It was put back by the government into the 1960s, so 66 would have been the time where it was officially put back in by the government, according to that article, I guess. Yes. I guess you remember it differently. Hey, thanks, Mary. Let me get to Rich calling in from South Bend. Hey, Rich.
Daylight saving time is stupid.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, and Indiana belongs on central time.
On central, yeah. Well, no, portions of it, not the whole thing. You think it should just be on central?
Yeah, if you take a look, draw a straight line from South Bend straight south. Nashville, Tennessee is on central time, and they're east of South Bend.
Yeah. So it's weird because even here, like in St. Louis, if you were to just go east and west, if you go to Evansville, we're actually farther north than Evansville, which is the far tip of Indiana, which is strange to me when you look at it on a map. That's always weirded me out about this area. Yeah, and it's weird. I get it. I don't understand why they have to make things so difficult. Just get rid of it. I think everyone agrees. Get rid of it, right? More people think that than not. All right, Rich, have a great weekend. Good to hear from you again.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, that does it for us on Overnight America. Can't believe it's the end of the week already. You know, if you miss any part of the show, just download it, listen to it, KMOX.com/overnight, or you can follow me on Twitter at Ryan Recker. We'll see you.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.